In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. I just heard some good news. Months ago, we prayed with people who had cancer in Judy's house, and two of the men that we prayed with have been cancer-free. Praise God. Isn't that wonderful? What God knows how to do. Isn't that wonderful? I ask you to pray for a certain young woman who is in the hospital with cancer, that she would be healed by the power of the blood, by the blood that speaks far more eloquently than the blood of Abel. Heal her, I pray, Jesus, by the power of your blood, by the power of your cross. Amen and amen. I believe, I receive it in Jesus' name. Then Pilate took Jesus and had him flogged. Oh, yes, they whipped him. They whipped him, and on the end of the whip were glass and iron pieces. By his stripes, we were healed. Past tense, by his stripes, we were healed. Do you know that today? That he was flogged for you and for me. He who is without sin was scourged because of the love he had for us. By his stripes we were healed. And the soldiers wove a crown of thorns and put it on his head. This was done for you. This was done for me. And they dressed him in a purple robe. They kept coming up to him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And striking him on the face, Pilate went out again and said to them, "Look, I am bringing him out to you to let you know that I find no case against him." Just think of Jesus being crowned with the crown of thorns. Just think that the blood rushing out from his scalp, from his back, because he was being flogged. Just think. And you know what? That was done for you. That was done for me. I am bringing him out to you to let you know that I find no case against him. So Jesus came out wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe, that Pilate said to them, "Behold the man." Oh, yes, crown of thorns and purple cloak. He's the April Fool. That's where April Fool comes from. I don't celebrate April Fool, because Jesus was the April Fool. Oh, yes, for you and for me. He who is the King, he who is eternal, went to the cross out of love for you and out of love for me. Behold the man. When the chief priests and the police saw him, they shouted, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" Pilate said to them, "Take him yourselves and crucify him. I find no case against him." The Jews answered him, "We have a law, and according to that law, he ought to die because he claimed to be the Son of God. He is the eternal Son of God. God has one Son, and his name is Jesus. Before he became Jesus in the womb, he was known as the Word. He spoke the worlds into existence." Now when Pilate heard this, he was more afraid than ever. He entered his headquarters again and asked Jesus, "Where are you from?" But Jesus gave him no answer. You know why? Because he was busy absorbing the sins of the world. He said, "When I am lifted up, I will draw all men unto myself, all women." Pilate therefore said to him, "Do you refuse to speak to me? Do you not know that I have power to release you, and I have power to crucify you?" Jesus answered Pilate, "You would have no power over me unless it had been given you from above." I tell you, it's all about given to us from above. I am a priest by the grace of God because it was given to me from above, and it was made real in the cathedral. Therefore, the one who handed me over to you is guilty of a greater sin. That's Judas. But you know what? We betray Jesus a lot. We betray him a lot when we sin. When we, you know, just take dirty jokes and say, ha-ha, we betray Jesus because he is the Lord and we are his surrendered people. Have you surrendered to him? I have surrendered this day to Jesus Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit. From then on, Pilate tried to release Jesus, but the Jews cried out, "If you release this man, you are no friend of the emperor. Everyone who claims to be a king sets himself against the emperor." Well, Jesus is a king. And this Sunday, we're going to celebrate the feast of Christ the King. He is the King. He's the King of the universe. He's the King of everything. He is the Lord, and he is the King. And his reign, I want to be under the reign of the King, because it is forgiveness, justice, love. Oh, yes. I want to be under the reign of the King in forgiveness, justice, and love. To be a king sets himself against the emperor. Then Pilate heard these words. He brought Jesus outside and sat on the judge's bench at a place called the stone pavement, or in Hebrew, Gabbatha. Now it was day of preparation for the Passover. It was about noon. He said to the Jews, "Behold your king." They cried out, "Away with him! Away with him! Crucify him!" Pilate asked them, "Shall I crucify your king?" The chief priests answered, "We have no king but the emperor." Oh God, have mercy on them. Have mercy on them. They didn't see Jesus as the Lord. He had done so many things, so many miracles he had done. They were jealous of the miracles that he did because they weren't always done on the regular days. They were done often on the Sabbath. And Jesus did it because they needed that Jesus would heal them, that Jesus would give sight to the blind, give hearing to the deaf, give cleansing to the lepers. Then he handed him over to them to be crucified. They took Jesus, and carrying the cross by himself, he went out to what is called the place of the skull, in Hebrew, Golgotha. There they crucified him, and with him two others, one on either side, with Jesus between them. Now, I want to tell you that I had a vision once. I closed my eyes, and I saw the crucified Lord. There was blood dripping from all over his body, and the flies were all over his body. I turned my face from it. I couldn't look at it because it was so sad. Not only was he crucified, but the flies were all over him. Oh, yes, for you and for me. Oh, yes, God loves you. God loves me. Jesus died for you. Jesus died for me. Pilate also had an inscription written and put on the cross. It read, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. Many of the Jews read this inscription because the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, near the city of Jerusalem. He was crucified outside the walls of Jerusalem. And it was written in Hebrew, in Latin, and in Greek. Then the chief priests of the Jews said to Pilate, Do not write the King of the Jews, but this man said, I am the King of the Jews. Pilate answered, What I have written, I have written. In other words, I'm not going to betray what I've written, Jesus Christ, the King of the Jews. When the soldiers had crucified Jesus, they took his clothes and divided them into four parts. Imagine, he's naked on the cross for you and for me. Four parts, one for each soldier. Then they took his tunic. Now the tunic was seamless, woven in one piece from the top. What do you think that means? That was the garb of the high priest, a tunic that was seamless. He is the high priest. He makes intercession for us. My prayer partner is Jesus. Your prayer partner is Jesus. Do you know that today? I know it. So they said to one another, Let us not tear it, but cast lots to see who will get it. And this was to fulfill what the scripture says. They divided my clothes among them, and for my clothing they cast lots. And that is what the soldiers did. Meanwhile, standing near the cross of Jesus were his mother, his mother's sister Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing beside her, he said to his mother, Woman, behold your son. And then he said to his disciples, Behold your mother. That's what he said to me and to you too. Behold the Son of God who surrendered, and behold your mother. Oh yes, Mary is mother of the children of God. Oh yes, all generations shall call her blessed. Oh yes, she is the one that said in Cana, Do whatever he tells you to do. Yes. And from that hour the disciple took her into his home. Who is this disciple? It is John, the beloved. After this, when Jesus knew that it was now finished, he said, in order to fulfill the scripture, I thirst. Do you know today that Jesus thirsts for you? Do you know today that he not only thirsts for water on that day, but he says, I thirst. I thirst for the human race. I thirst for you, Joseph. I thirst for you, Mary. I thirst for you, Frank. I thirst for you, Linda. I thirst for you. He thirsts for us. And you know what? We need to let him know that we want to quench his thirst. We want to quench his thirst. I thirst. I thirst for you. I am thirsty. A jar full of sour wine was standing there. So they put a sponge full of wine on a branch of hyssop and held it to his mouth. When Jesus had received the wine, he said, It is finished. What happened that he said, It is finished? He had absorbed the whole human race and given them to the Father. Do you know that you were absorbed by Jesus Christ on the cross? Do you know that he did this for you and for me? This is real. This is the love of God poured out in Jesus Christ for you and for me. And you know what? We still don't know it. We still don't know it. We need to surrender to that love. We need to surrender to the love of God in Christ Jesus. That's what we need to do, to surrender to the love of God in Christ Jesus. Then he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Since it was the day of preparation, the Jews did not want the bodies left on the cross during the Sabbath, especially because that Sabbath was a day of great solemnity. The Passover, the Sabbath, and the Passover were one day this year that he's talking about. So they asked Pilate to have the legs of the crucified men broken and the bodies removed. Then the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first and of the other who had been crucified with Jesus. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. Instead, one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and at once blood and water came out. Do you remember that Eve came from the side of Adam? Now the church comes from the side of Christ, blood and water. Oh, yes, and the sacraments of baptism and to be healed. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. He who saw this has testified so that you may believe. This is written so that people may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of the living God. This has been written that you would believe. His testimony is true, and he knows that he tells the truth. These things occurred so that the scripture might be fulfilled. None of his bones shall be broken. And again, the other passage of scripture, it says, they will look upon him whom they have pierced. I remember a woman at the nursing home of Don Orione. She was a simple lady, and she had the stigmata. It didn't bleed anymore. She showed me her side. There was an arrow mark on her side. She was pierced with an arrow. Her prayers were so powerful. But you know what? She died the way she lived, not really being reckoned with that she was the bride of Christ, and she had loved the Lord Jesus Christ with her whole heart and her whole soul, and her body became crucified. You might say, why is that? I don't know why it is. I know that it is. After these things, Joseph of Arimathea, who was a disciple of Jesus, though a secret one, because of fear of the Jews, Joseph of Arimathea, they let him take away. They asked Pilate, Joseph asked Pilate that he could have the body of Jesus, and he gave him permission. So he came and removed his body. Nicodemus, who had first come to Jesus by night, also came, bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloes, weighing about 100 pounds. This, they took the body of Jesus and they wrapped it with spices in linen cloths according to the burial custom of the Jews. Now there was a garden in the place where Jesus was crucified. Just remember, there was a garden where Adam and Eve were given life in a garden. There was a garden at Gethsemane, where the Lord Jesus Christ suffered. Oh, yes. There is a garden where the body of Jesus is laid. Oh, yes. And in heaven, there will be a garden where the tree of life will produce fruit and produce fruit and produce fruit. Oh, yes, 12 times a year, the tree of life, the cross, will produce fruit 12 times a year. Oh, God, I want it. I want fruit bearing 12 times a year. Every day of during the month, that people would know that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Now, there was a garden in the place where Jesus was crucified, and in the garden there was a new tomb in which no one had ever been laid. And so, because it was a Jewish day of preparation for Passover and the Sabbath, and the tomb was nearby, they laid Jesus there. There was a garden. I want to be in that garden after I die. I want to behold the face of Jesus, the one I love. Do you want to be in that garden and to behold the face of Jesus, the one whom you love? I tell you, if I was given $1 trillion, I'd say I reject it if it meant not to be in that garden. Who needs it? Being in that garden in heaven tells us that it will be forever, forever, forever. Are you going to be in that garden where the tree of life blossoms, the cross? You surrender to Jesus. I surrender, Lord, to you. I surrender, Lord, to you. Forgive my sins. Forgive my sins. I repent of my sins. I repent of my sins. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive me, Lord. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Cover me with the blood. Cover me with the blood. Cover me with the blood. Do you know, today is the day of salvation for many people. Oh, yes, only God knows how many people hear this broadcast. I have no idea how many people hear this broadcast, but I preach only to you who listen, one person at a time who hears the word of God. Surrender to the crucified, risen Savior. Give your life to Jesus. See how God will use you in a powerful way as you give your life to Jesus. You know, we need to be encouraged to give our life to Jesus. He died on the cross for you. He was scourged for you. And by his stripes, you were healed, and I was healed. Oh, yes, it's all about the cross, and it's all about the resurrection. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. What have we learned today? By his stripes on his back, you and I, we have been healed. What else have we learned today? Oh, yes, they plaited a crown of thorns on his head. Oh, yes, I pray for everyone who is mentally sick, that God would heal them emotionally, in their minds, now and forever. May Jesus Christ be praised. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.